Welcome to the Fastest 5 Minutes, presented by Kroll & Mooring. We are your hosts, David Robbins and Peter Ayer, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. In regulatory developments during this period, the Veterans Affairs Department continued to react to the Kingdomware decision, issuing an acquisition policy flash update that VA acquisition decisions will focus on market research to identify able, veteran-owned small businesses and compliance with limitations on subcontracting. The VA told contracting officers to cancel solicitations that could be set aside for veteran-owned businesses, but have not been.
The National Labor Relations Board issued a memo to its field offices indicating the NLRB was gearing up to report labor law violations of government contractors to other agencies under the Fair Pay and Safe Workplaces Executive Order and soon expected final rule. Under the proposed rule, this information will be considered as part of contract award and potentially for suspension and debarment purposes. The Obama administration also released its first ever cybersecurity workforce strategy to grow the pipeline of highly skilled cybersecurity talent in federal service and retain such individuals in public service. The strategy focuses on education and training, better recruiting and retention, and a laser-like focus on cybersecurity workforce needs. This strategy is important for contractors as it may impact future contracting opportunities.
In other news, the Veterans Affairs Department issued its mid-year review of information technology modernization efforts. Among the highlights is a 90% reduction in quote-unquote prohibited software use as part of an effort to mitigate security weaknesses. And meeting initial electronic health records interoperability requirements and prediction that Vista 4 will provide further functionality by fiscal year 2018. The Defense Security Service also announced it upped its game for minimum requirements for security clearances, reducing certain credits companies could earn because those elements no longer qualify as exceeding National Industrial Security Program operating manual compliance. On the case law front, the appeal of ERO Solutions LLC before the SBA, Office of Hearings and Appeals, it clarified that the SBA must make separate size determinations for each contract in a multiple award procurement.
And now we turn to international relations. The European Commission and the U.S. Department of Commerce announced the final adoption of the EU-U.S. Privacy Shield to replace the previously invalidated U.S.-EU Safe Harbor Framework for the transatlantic data transfers. This self-certification program allows U.S. companies to voluntarily certify to a set of data protection standards similar to those found in EU law, which permits U.S. companies to accept personal data from EU companies. Commerce will begin accepting applications in August 2016, which will enable the transfer of data without the current process of using binding corporate rules or the EU standard contractual clauses. This has been the Fastest 5 Minutes, brought to you by Kroll & Mooring. See you again in 2 weeks. If you have any questions about these items, Peter can be reached at 202-624-2807, and David can be reached at 202-624-2627. Thank you for joining us.